Good evening. I'm Robert Schuller, and I want to welcome you to The Call. This is part of our Robert Schuller Ministries, a church with no walls, and it is our favorite evening of the month. When we can come together on the phone and we can read and we can pray and we can quote some Bible and we can talk about the impact of our faith has on our lives and on the lives of others. Don and I love this call. We just absolutely love it. And we are here to give you this mid-month encouragement and remind you that if we continue to surrender our lives to God, we'll see His good and perfect will in our lives always.
Absolutely. And this is Donna Schuller. Good evening. Thank you for joining Robert and I on this call, which is a telephone gathering held on the 15th of each month at 6 p.m. Pacific time. The reason I announce that every time, too, at the beginning is because we're now on podcast. You know, we started a podcast about probably a year and a half ago, and now we actually are on iTunes. So if you want to subscribe to the podcast, that way you go search Robert Schuller Ministries, and we're on iTunes as well. So that's why I announced that at the beginning, so people know they can join us live on the 15th of each month at 6 p.m. Pacific time. We've been hosting this call now on the 15th of every month for over 4 years, and most of you know no matter where we are in the world, we still have a call on the 15th. We've been doing it in the middle of the night sometimes. We've been up at first thing in the morning doing it. We've been in a congressman's office. I mean, we've been all over the place doing it. And just to remind you also...
Not all over the place, all over the world.
All over the world. That's it. All over the world. Exactly, all over the globe.
Yeah.
So as a reminder, too, we take questions during this call because this is live right now. If you're not listening on a podcast, this is live tonight. And so just remember to maybe jot down some notes as we talk to our very interesting guest we have tonight, a really great man and a great follower of Jesus. And we just look forward to getting updated on what he's been up to in his life. So remember, you push star and six on your keyboard when it's time for questions, and we can also say a prayer for you. So that's a good time to let us know what you'd like us to pray about. And
speaking of prayer,
I would like to open with prayer. Yes. So let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this opportunity to reach out and to be in touch with people in just one more way through the telephone. And you've told us where two or three are gathered together, there you are too, Lord. And we know that you and your Holy Spirit are with us during this call. Thank you for people's struggles. We thank you for their joys. We thank you for unmet needs that possibly aren't even, they can't even speak about. But you know, God, and you know our every need and our every hope. So we thank you for being so faithful to all of us, and we ask that you just bless our time together during this call tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. You know, we go to every extent we can to make sure we never miss a call. You know, we've been doing this for 4.5 years, and Donna's laughing because this morning we got up at 3 o'clock our body time.
2:30.
Okay. Well, we got up
5:30 a.m.
We did that in order to avoid being on an airplane at this time, in order to get where we needed to be, because that's the only place we've concluded that we can't have the call is on an airport. I'm sorry, on an airplane, and I didn't dare do it in the airport because hey, you never know what's going to happen there. So anyway, to avoid that, we just got up a little bit earlier than normal. And so we're just ecstatic to be able to be here, to be with you, and to have this time, because it really is our favorite time of the whole month. And I love to be able to share new insights that I have and introduce you to people that I think are just the creme de la creme that can have stuff for us to learn from and glean from. And so this is like a mini worship service without the music aspects of the worship service, because we have all the other ingredients with it, with a testimony time, with scripture reading and prayer and a little sermon and the like. And so I'm going to read right now from Ephesians 4. In fact, I'm going to take selected verses out of Ephesians 4, where we get the whole we'll get the whole gist of what this chapter is all about with just these few verses. So why don't you listen to this as I read it a minute, and then I'll share a few comments about it. Rejoice in the Lord always. I'll say it again. Rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all that the Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need. I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do everything through Him who gives me the strength. And God will meet all your needs according to His glorious riches in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Not a great scripture, Ephesians 4. I took out some things that really aren't pertinent for us today about him, about different people who are supporting him and doing some things for him. But I kept all of the meat in that chapter so that we could reflect upon it and see what it is that is so important for us to guard our mind. Yeah, isn't that an amazing thing? He says, "Guard, this will guard your minds." And what is it that guards our minds and our hearts in Christ Jesus? What is that thing? Well, it's thinking positive thoughts. We guard our minds by thinking positive thoughts. We say no to negative thoughts. We say yes to positive thoughts. And when negative thoughts come in our minds, and negative thoughts would be thoughts of anger, of depression, of I can't, of I'm not worthy, of all these negative thoughts which continue to bombard our minds as we live in this mortal body, in this mortal world, which requires certain things. We get anxious and we get stressed out. And what this text reminds us is to guard our minds by thinking only about things that are noble, things that are right, things that are pure and lovely and admirable and excellent and praiseworthy. Think about these things. Don't think about that other things that are going to just tear you down and bring you down. It's easy to think about those things because they can constantly bombard us and they make us worry. That's not what we're told to do. We're told to rejoice and don't be anxious about anything, but rejoice. And this will guard your mind. These are the positive thoughts that will do it. Sunday, Don and I went and visited a friend of ours. She's about 90 years old. She lives down in Mexico. She's the sweetest, dearest, prettiest lady in the whole world. And she comes out in a wheelchair. She's got this bright pink, beautiful blouse on, and she's got everything looking all spiffy and everything. She's pretty and happy and joyful, and we're talking, and I can't remember what sparked it, but something she said kind of sparked it. I just didn't throw this out in the middle of nowhere, but I said, you know, there isn't anybody on planet Earth that God loves more than you. And I know her history of somewhat about her spiritual life from her kids, and she looked at me like I was nuts when I said that, and And she thought that maybe I was feeding her just a line of bologna. And I said, I'm serious. There isn't anyone on planet Earth that God loves more than you. I'm serious. And since she was looking at me like that, I said, so let me ask you a question. You have three kids, right? She goes, yeah. I said, do you love any one of your three kids more than the others, or do you love them all the same? She goes, well, of course I love them all the same. I said, well, what makes you think God would be any different than you? He loves you as much as anybody on planet Earth. There isn't a single soul on planet Earth that he loves more than you. And she just kind of shook her head and smiled and realized, oh, wow, that's true. And you know what? We can say that about every single one of us. It's true that there isn't a single person on planet Earth that God loves more than you or me or our brothers or our sisters or our relatives. God loves us all the same.
Well, she liked that.
She did.
She was happy to hear that.
She did. And I was reading an old lesson recently. Talk about an old lesson. It was written in 1563. Is that old enough for you?
Mm-hmm.
I was reading this old lesson recently. It was called the Heidelberg Catechism. And in the Heidelberg Catechism, the Heidelberg Catechism, a series of questions. And then they ask the question and they have an answer. So in the Heidelberg Catechism opens up with this first question, which is, what is your only comfort in life and in death? That's a pretty serious question, isn't it? What is your only comfort in life and in death? And it has the most beautiful answer. I've shared this with people, and sometimes they'll try to answer the question. I go, no, don't try and answer this question, because the answer they have here is so beautiful and so well written that there's no way you can come up with something better. And here's what it says. This is the answer to what is our only comfort in life and in death, that I belong. Isn't that amazing? That I belong, body and soul, in life and in death, not to myself, but to my faithful Savior, Jesus Christ, who at the cost of his own blood has fully paid for all my sins and has completely freed me from the dominion of the devil. That he protects me so well that without the will of my Father in heaven, not a hair can fall from my head. Indeed, that everything must fit his purpose for my salvation. Therefore, by his Holy Spirit, he has assured me of eternal life and makes me wholeheartedly willing and ready from now on to live for him. Oh, he guards us so well. Guard your minds, what our text tells us. Guard your minds by thinking on these positive things. So, you know, my father started, let me go back even further. Norman Vincent Peale started talking about positive thinking. My father continued talking about possibility thinking, and I continued with positive possibility living, where we allow the positive thoughts to enter our mind, heal our minds, guard our minds, and give us the ability to do that which God has called us to do. So that's my little message today. And so with that, let me just have a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have given us these words that make a difference in our lives, these words that help us and teach us and show us how to live a happier, a more productive, a more rewarding life. And so we thank you, Lord, for your words and for the guidance they give us. To you be the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
So we have a fabulous guest, right? Our guest today happens to be in New York City. He's getting ready to be on the Dr. Oz show tomorrow, and I believe he is there. Dr. Raymond, are you with us tonight, or are we still waiting for you to show up? Hello, Dr. Raymond. Yeah. He's not with us
I
yet.
I didn't see him show up on the panel yet. So
why don't you send him a text,
hopefully
he'll get right with us.
Meanwhile,
I'm going to go ahead and read you his biography and his introduction, because we have had him as our guest once before. He's a dear friend, and he has been he has done just wonderful things for our family, bringing healing to family members, and it's just been wonderful. But Dr. Amon, the Washington Post called him the most popular psychiatrist in America, and ShareCare.com named him the web's most influential expert and advocate on mental health. He is a double board certified psychiatrist and 10-time New York Times bestselling author, with blockbuster books such as Change Your Brain, Change Your Life, number 2, Healing ADD, number 3, Changing Your Brain, number 4, Change Your Body, and number 5, The Daniel Plan, which was co-authored by he and Rick Warren, along with Dr. Mark Hyman. In November 2016, he and his wife, Tana, published the book, A Brain Warrior's Way. Dr. Amon is the founder of the Amon Clinics, which has 6 locations across the United States. The Amon Clinics has the world's largest database of brain scans related to behavior, totaling more than 125,000 SPECT scans on patients from 111 countries. Dr. Amon's research team has published more than 70 scientific articles on the wide variety of topics related to brain health. He is the lead researcher on the largest brain imaging study on active and retired NFL players, and was a consultant for the movie Concussion, which starred Will Smith. Last year, Discover Magazine named his brain imaging work for psychiatric diagnoses as one of the top 100 stories in all of science. Dr. Amon has also hosted 11 national public television shows about the brain, which has aired more than 80,000 times across North America.
Unbelievable series. If you haven't seen those, well worth seeing. You'll turn it on, and you can't stop watching it on PBS. He's got the best.
Are they available online? Do you know?
I'm pretty sure they are. Yeah, you can
find them somehow. Probably
they must be.
You would hope.
And he also speaks for TED. I've seen him do a lot of the TED talks, which I love. And he's just a wonderful guy. He helped us in a really trying time in our family. He helped out tremendously with one of our kids many years ago. And you know, if it wasn't for him, I don't know. I don't know where we'd be. So he really stepped up, and we did the SPECT scan, and from there we got the treatment we needed. So
it makes a big difference.
Absolutely.
While we wait for him, Donna, why don't you go ahead and do our ministry update?
Okay. Yes, I think Robert told you we just flew in from the East Coast, and it was a really whirlwind trip. So we've been up since 2:30 in the morning, so if we stumble on our words, please forgive us.
I always stumble on my words anyway. It's just kind of one of those things. Sorry.
That's okay. No worries. Not, you don't always, by the way. So we were in San Jose del Cabo this last Sunday, and we had a gathering with people that we meet with down there on Sundays, and it's always just it's just a great time for us. And then, like Robert was saying, we met with a 9-year-old woman that can't come to the gathering, but her daughter comes, actually. And so that was a great time. Then we took off for the East Coast early Monday morning, and now we're back here. So a couple of other brief updates. We were at the National Prayer Breakfast in Washington, D.C. We did a lot of talking about that prior to going, and it was just fabulous. It was our third year, and I don't know, one of the highlights for Robert and I was the sermon that Senate Chaplain Admiral Barry Black delivered that was the morning of
the
actual prayer breakfast.
Yeah, because Trump immediately followed.
That's right.
And Trump's going, Your job is secure.
Exactly.
And he goes, is that my role? He wasn't sure whether he appointed him or not.
Yeah.
And he was informed that no
you
actually
do not.
Kind of does.
Exactly.
And he goes, well, you got job security anyway.
Yeah.
It was really cute.
So, so that was a real highlight. But the prayer breakfast is much more than just a breakfast. We arrived there on a Tuesday night. It started out with, in our case, a California state dinner because we live in California. So several of the states host their own dinners. Then the next morning, we went to a Middle East prayer breakfast. And from there, the day is just filled with all kinds of meetings. And we get to listen to the congressional and Senate wives speak in a smaller venue. And, you know, I think one of the best takeaways, and I know we've shared this before, but one of the best takeaways of the prayer breakfast, of attending and experiencing the prayer breakfast, is that you realize after leaving there that it's not always about what you see on the news. That's not a really good snapshot of what's going on there. Yes, we have a lot of trouble in Washington, D.C. Yes, people argue and they don't agree on issues at all, the left and the right and everywhere in between. But the fact is that there is a very, very large, active group of people praying for each other, not just once a year at the prayer breakfast, but they get together a couple of times a week. And it's great to see your Democratic and Republican, in this case it was the senators this year that put them on. So they alternate. The Senate puts on the National Prayer Breakfast 1 year, and then the Congress does the next year. The following year, and they alternate back and forth as they've done since Eisenhower. And so the highlight is seeing these people together hugging and saying, you know, we pray for each other. We're brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. And you know what? We get on that floor, yeah, we argue, and unfortunately we don't always act the best. We don't treat each other the best. Well,
they say we don't agree.
We don't agree.
Yeah.
We don't agree on the issues. But at the end of the day, they pray with each other. They pray for each other's families. They attend each other's. Sorry, we're getting a phone call. They attend each other's funerals, and they actually. It's just very heartwarming and very encouraging to see that they actually pray together, and their God is alive and well in Washington, D.C. So that was the prayer breakfast. Please sign up for our newsletter. You go to our website at robertschulerministries.org, and on the right side, there's a little blank box that says, subscribe to our mailing list. So you just click subscribe, and then you get an email confirmation. You have to confirm that to be put on the newsletter, and then you'll get a digital newsletter, which will be coming out again in a few weeks. We only send those out a few times a year, so don't worry. You're not going to have a barrage of email, junk email, and thinking, why did I ever sign up? So please sign up. It'll keep you updated on what we're doing. We'll be expanding our ministry of inspirational teaching soon, and we'll be giving away tons of great stuff, so we want you all to be a part of it. So go to robertschulerministries.org. I think I've already mentioned it. Our podcast is available on iTunes. We're going to the Global Peace Convention in Manila, Philippines, the end of the month, which I think we're leaving on the 26th or 27th, something like that, we get back. And that will be going through March 3rd, and then we have some other business in other areas of Asia after that. So please pray for us and pray for the continued peace reconciliation between North and South Korea specifically. I know there were some bad things happened while we were gone.
Yeah, exactly.
The half-brother of the leader there was murdered. So they, you know, they are assassinated,
yeah.
Exactly. Let's see, we're going to Florida. We're going back to Florida on March 19th. Actually, Robert's preaching on March 19th up in Orlando after he does a wedding on March 18th. So we'll be doing that. So if anybody wants to come out and listen to Robert speak, all you people that live in Florida, anywhere near Orlando, please drive up to Rolling Hills Church in Bellevue, Florida. On March 19th.
Or if you know somebody lives there,
let
family
them know.
Members or friends,
yeah, let them
by
know.
All means, let them know.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly. Let them know, please. We'd love to see them.
I am so sorry I'm late, but I am here.
Oh, good. Wonderful, Dr. Raymond. I'm just in the middle of our announcements. I'm almost done. I have the last, but certainly the most important, is I just want to remind everybody about our newest website and our newest project of our ministry, and that is simply SchulerHelp.org. Please keep this huge project in your prayers. We're helping people with recovery from their addictions. We presently have a young woman in for drug treatment, and we're also presently working on getting a woman help with her alcoholism, and we'll be placing her, our volunteer will be placing her in. You know, we're a mom and pop operation, so we've been doing this pretty much on our own for many, many years,
yep,
our ministry
years.
Now. And so, you know what? God cares about the one lost person. So the fact that somebody with no marketing came to Schuler Help, and now her daughter is in drug treatment, and then another person just last week emailed me and said, help, you know, I'm at my wit's end. I don't want to drink anymore. I want a new life. So keep those people in your prayers. And also our grandson, Cohen, has been on heavy-duty medication for seizures for 3 years. He's 5 years old now, and his parents have been told they can start weaning him off the medicine. So we are just praying for Cohen because he has a lot of developmental
issues,
and he needs to catch up. So if you would please just join me in praying for Cohen. He's actually Robert Schuler IV. We call him R4.
Absolutely.
And just a reminder, Robert and I are ambassadors for Jesus, so we go wherever we are called. We've already told you we were in the East Coast the last 2 days. 2 days prior to that, we were down in Mexico, and the day before that, we were here in Orange County. So we've just been on a whirlwind for the last four and a half days.
Well, let's just stop and have a little prayer a minute, and then we'll talk to Dr. Amon.
Yeah.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for bringing Dr. Amon here to this opportunity where we can talk with him and he can share his message. And we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in R4's life. We pray that you'll bring him healing. We pray for all those who are listening in this phone call that they will receive a message from our guest today that will inspire them and give them hope and an insight as to how they can guard their minds with your presence and your peace. So we love you, Lord. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
So, Dr. Amon, I've already read your bio and your introduction, and so everybody knows all about you, and we're just thrilled to have you on this call. Welcome.
Well, thank you so much
for
having me.
Welcome. Great to have you back. It's been a couple of years at least, maybe 2.5 years.
So my scripture that I read and the message I gave before you got on was from Ephesians, where we're told to guard our minds. And the way we guard our minds is basically to think positive thoughts. To put it in the scripture's words, is to do whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. And that immediately follows the text we will to guard our minds in Christ Jesus. So I just share that so you have a little understanding of where everyone is as they have been participating in this call. And again, we're glad you're here with us. To be able to share with us what you're doing. You have a new book out, I understand, with Tana. Is that correct?
We do. We're really excited about it. It's called The Brain Warrior's Way, and Tana wrote a companion cookbook for it, The Brain Warrior's Way Cookbook. And
great.
The idea, in fact, you know, I'm here in New York today. My thing with the Oz show ran late. I scanned people while they were reading fake news. One of the things I pick
that.
On in the Brain Warrior's Way is you know, watching the news, because it will fill you with fear and stress hormones. And it's like the world is constantly falling apart, even though it's not, and they will make you see fear and disaster around every corner, because that's what works for their rating, and it just makes people feel afraid. And the scans that I did today on three women while they were reading actually purposefully written fake news on immigration and climate change, it
wow.
activated the fearful side of their brain. And the idea behind the Brain Warrior's Way is, you know, the brain is the most wonderful, amazing organ that God has created. And when it works right, you work right. And when it doesn't, there's trouble.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you're in a war for the health of your brain. Everywhere you go, someone's
yeah.
trying to shove bad food down your throat, addict you to a gadget, or frighten you. And
mm-hmm.
you need to be armed, prepared, and aware, armed, prepared, and aware to do the right things, and then you can thrive. But, you know, with two-thirds of us overweight, a third of us, actually a new study, 40% of women are obese.
Wow.
And I published studies that said as your weight goes up, the size and function of your brain goes down. And so... And I'm not kidding when I say this. I said ISIS has absolutely nothing on our food industry. Our food industry has killed way more people than ISIS has ever even thought about. The real weapons of mass destruction are high glycemic, low fiber, food-like substances in plasticized containers that have been pesticide sprayed. And, you know, if you just think about what is available to people, and they do it without thinking. And
yeah.
so the Brain Warrior's Way is to get create brain warriors of people who are thinking. And this is an act of love. People go, I don't want to get healthy. I don't want to deprive myself, which, of course, is a four-year-old's, you know, perspective
yeah.
on the world.
Well, I love the fact that you did these brain scans of these people. Getting stressed by listening to the news, because it fits in absolutely perfect with our scripture and my sermon today. Because I opened up our scripture in Philippians 4 opens up with, do not be anxious about anything,
yeah.
but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God that transcends all understanding will guard your heart and will guard your mind in Christ Jesus. Now you have scientifically proven it.
Right?
I love it.
Well, where you allow your mind to go determines how you feel. And I came up with a new exercise that I'd actually love to share with your audience. I'm actually working on a new book for November called Memory Rescue. I turned 63 this year, and so many of my friends go, my memory's no good. Well, that's normal because I'm 60. And I'm like, no, my memory's fine. It's because you have bad habits.
mm-hmm. Yes.
There's actually new research that suggests you can reverse dementia and some forms of Alzheimer's disease.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, you have to be armed, prepared, and aware. But the exercise is, you know, if you want to strengthen your memory, you have to work it. And one of the ways people have been doing this for, you know, millennia is peg memories to what you want to remember to certain things you already know. So it's a concept called pegging. And so, you know, if you walk in your house, you know where everything is. You can go through your house and all the rooms, and you know exactly what's there. It's you peg memories to all the items in your house. And, you know, people who are driven by anxiety, depression, fear, grudges, and negativity, what they do is they repeatedly play the awful and terrible things that have happened in their lives. And they focus on them as opposed mm-hmm. to this scripture. You know, Philippians 4, it's always been, you know, I just think of it as, you know, the best psychiatric mental health treatment scripture in the Bible. And
sure,
but if you made a list of your 25 best memories, And I'm in working on the book, I actually made mine. And I was so happy at the end of it. And then I started placing them in my house. So specific memories attached, like to the door, is the day I got married to Tana. And when you try to remember something, you have to make it actionable and a little nuts, you know, so exaggerated a bit. And so I'm carrying her over the threshold, and she's like, please don't drop me. Because the night before we got married, we were practicing our wedding dance, and I almost dropped her. I didn't, but we still laugh about it. So, you know, my first...
But what a great memory, right?
Memory is of, you know, something that is so critical to my long-term happiness, which is having a happy relationship with her. And so whenever I feel stressed or anxious, I can start walking through my house and find that awesome memory. Or my dad 2 years ago was really sick, and he would never listen to me. I mean, it's like, well, why would you listen to me? People come from all over the world to see me. And, you know, so why would you listen to me? And
right.
But I'm his son, right? You know, he finally said, I'm sick of being sick. What do you want me to do? And he's so stubborn. He just did everything I asked him to do. And now, almost 88, he's healthier than he's ever been. And he and I work out on Sundays. And he lifted 21,000 pounds when I added up all the weight he lifted. And so whenever I walk in the gym, I see my dad, you know, in his workout clothes, going, you know, I'm going to challenge you to a plank. He can actually hold a plank longer than I can.
That's impressive.
It's irritating, actually. It's impressive and irritating at the same time.
You were talking about how weight, you know, causes the brain to shrink. And so and the thought that came into my mind was that a lot of people who suffer from dementia have a real difficult time getting motivated to do anything. It's part of the disease, from what I've experienced. So I guess what comes first? Is it if somebody finds themselves in a situation, well, 40% of the women in America are obese, which means 40% of the women in America are losing their brain health, then what takes place first, the health or the brain activity or the commitments?
Uh-oh. Did I lose you?
No. Oh, did you hear Robert's question?
I asked the question. The question
so how do you motivate
first,
them?
The chicken or the egg? Is it the health or the mental necessity?
Well, you know, ultimately, your health happens between your ears in the moment-by-moment decisions that your brain makes. And so, but what I've learned, and, you know, I talk about it in The Brain Warrior's Way and go deeper into it in Memory Rescue, is if you want to keep your memory and you want to keep your mind as you age, you have to know and attack all of the risk factors that steal your mind. And we know what they are. And I came up with a mnemonic, which is a memory device or a memory skill. And the mnemonic is called Bright Minds. So if you can remember those 11 letters, you know what steals your mind, and B stands for blood flow. Low blood flow is the number one predictor of Alzheimer's disease. And did you know that if you have erectile dysfunction, that means you have vascular problems, you have blood flow problems.
Right.
And 40% of 40-year-olds have erectile dysfunction. I mean, that's why Cialis is on TV all the time, because it's common. 70% of 70-year-olds. I'm not okay with that.
No.
And so you have to take care of your blood vessels. And the number one way to do that is exercising. You know, Jack LaLanne said that. If you want to, you know, keep your mind healthy, you got to move. R is retirement and aging. Aging is the number one predictor of Alzheimer's disease after blood flow. And when you stop learning, you start dying. And so, you know, listening to your show, and, you know, you're always interviewing interesting people, so new learning is absolutely essential. I is inflammation, so everybody should know their C-reactive protein. Inflammation comes from the Latin word to set a fire. It's like you have a low-level fire in your body. Now, of course, I mean, getting rid of sugar will help you with all of these risk factors, but taking omega-3 fatty acids, that's not hard. You know, either eating more fish or taking fish oil supplements. G is genetics, and what that means is if you have it in your family, you better be serious because, yes, you're at a higher risk, but it doesn't mean you're going to get it. I'm at a higher risk for heart disease. My grandfather died of a heart attack. And so if I know that, I can engage in behaviors to decrease my risk. H is head trauma. It's just so common. And we let little kids hit soccer balls with their head. How stupid is that? Right. New study actually out today showing soccer players can actually have a higher risk of dementia. T is toxins. And they're everywhere, from pesticides on your food to the pollution in your air to what you put under your arms. There's a great app for people to download. It's free. It's called Think Dirty. And it's not what
that.
You think.
I have that.
Love that app.
Yeah,
and
I do, too. I check all my cosmetics and everything in my bathroom. And it's very helpful and very shocking because some things you think are non-toxic are pretty bad, pretty dirty.
Oh, my goodness. You know, if you use soft soap, so that's what's using that as a body wash. On a scale of 1 to 10, that's what Think Dirty does. It'll tell you how quickly it's going to kill you. It was a 10.
How quickly it's going to kill you.
Exactly.
And Suave, they're the same price. It was a 5. So am I going for the 10 or am I going for the 5? And it just depends on how much you love yourself, because this is about love. Am I taking care of the gift God gave me? Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit that was given to you by God, that was bought for you at a price of the blood of Jesus Christ. If you're not taking care of that, that means you're being disrespectful to the Creator who gave you that body. And is mental health. Depression is totally connected with dementia. We have a new paper coming out actually next week showing the imaging we do can distinguish depression from dementia with high levels of accuracy.
Oh,
The second I is for immune problems and infections. One of the big lessons I've learned is things like Lyme and herpes, Epstein-Barr viruses can steal your mind. So boosting your immunity. And, you know, the number one simple thing to do is vitamin D. Make sure your level is high normal. And people go, oh, my level's normal. Yeah, but like a C-minus level. I never wanted to be at the bottom of any of
Did
my
Did you say
class.
Vitamin D is D is in Delta
D
or
is
D
in,
is in Bravo?
D is in Daniel. And it's
absolutely
critical. And B vitamins are absolutely essential as well. In fact, people who take B vitamins on a regular basis, the area in your brain that gets memory into long-term storage is called the hippocampus, which is Greek for seahorse. So you have these two seahorse-shaped structures. And when B vitamins are low, it shrinks your hippocampus. So it's sort of like you take your seahorses and make them old and frail. Alcohol and marijuana make them old and frail as well, so you don't want to get your seahorse stoned. It's a bad idea. Or drunk. Stoned or drunk. Stay away from both of them. N is neurohormone deficiencies. Very rampant. And you know why our hormones drop as we age. It's the planet's way of getting rid of us so that, you know, the next generation has plenty of things to eat. But I'm not okay with that. So, you know, get your hormones measured and optimized. D is diabetes. So if you have either diabetes or obesity, that increases your risk. So kill the sugar before the sugar kills you. And then sleep. Sleep apnea, I've just seen on the imaging work I do, it makes your brain look like you have early Alzheimer's disease if you snore, if you stop breathing at night, or if you're chronically a lousy sleeper, completely not good for you. And so attacking each of those risk factors, what it gives you is a vibrant mind that can last for a long time. And it's not hard. Being sick is hard, and it's not expensive. Being sick is expensive, more expensive. So
yes,
it's a mindset of I do the right things, not because I should, but because I love myself and the people in my life.
I like that a lot. Thank you. I don't know if you remember or not, but I'm a nutritionist. I have a very small practice, but I love explaining how important it is to take the vitamins, because our food source is just not what it once was. It's not the same food that my grandma ate 105 years ago. And it's
Donna,
I ate 50 years ago.
Donna and I have been preaching this message of eating well and exercise and toxins and immune systems for 25, 30 years. We just finished doing a detox ourselves a couple of weeks ago. And because that's the only way you can get rid of all the toxins that are in our society and in our systems. Because you can eat as good as you possibly can, but it's not good enough. You eat, you breathe it, you can't avoid it. So we do a cleanse probably two or three times a year. But anyway, we want to open the lines up for questions. We want to give people an opportunity to ask a question if they have anything. So we're going to open those up right now. And if you have a question to ask, what you do is press *6, and you will be put in the queue, and you can ask Dr. Amon a question. Chances are he'll know the answer. He's been doing this a long time.
Exactly.
So press *6 and you can get in our queue and you can ask him a question. In fact, we have somebody on right now. Why don't you?
We have the person that introduced Dr. Amon's work to us many years ago, and we needed that for one of our kids. And I'm going to engage her here. Hello? Hello?
Hi there. Can you hear me?
Hi, Mom. Yes, Mom.
Hi,
how
there.
Are you?
Good. I just wanted to thank Dr. Amon, because you're right. He was one of the ones that brought health and happiness to our family. My sister is gone now, but I took her to him, and that extended her life immensely. And I've just been listening to the program, and it's so great that I've always thought and felt that way, as you know. And I just want to say thank you, Dr. Amon. Thank you, Donna. Thank you, Robert. I love you all. And now someone else ask a question. Bye.
Yeah, we love you too, Linnell.
Well, thank you so much.
Okay, I've got another one here. Hello. Good evening.
Hello.
Hi.
I came in late, so I may have missed this, but I'm sure you have a book out now.
Yes,
I do.
Okay. What is the
called
book?
The Brain Warrior's Way. The Brain Warrior's Way, and then my wife has a cookbook to go with it. And it lays out what we have been talking about, how to be arm prepared and aware to get your brain as healthy as it can be.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's going to be helpful.
He's written many books. Have you read any of his books?
No, I haven't. I have never heard of him.
They're very helpful.
My mother just passed away, and she had Alzheimer's. So
yes, I know that.
Dementia.
Yes.
Well, the one that stands out the most for me, Dr. Amon, of all your books, is Change Your Brain, Change Your Life. Is that your bestseller?
That's my favorite.
Change Your Brain.
It is. It is, yes.
Change Your Brain, Change Your Life. And
yes.
I
use the one-page miracle for for everybody I meet with. I use the one-page miracle over and over and over. And I think, because when my last little book came out, Healthy Family, Happy Life. I sent you a copy and marked the page. And obviously, I gave you credit and said this is Dr. Amon's work.
Yeah.
And you should read his books because they're very readable, they're very understandable, and they will change your life. Truly change
your
life.
Oh, this is great. Yeah, this is great. Because my cousin's going through it with my mother's sister right now too, so it'll be helpful for all of us. So I appreciate
Absolutely.
It and thank you very much.
Well, we
You're
appreciate
welcome.
You. We
hey,
you.
Dr. Amon, we want to thank you so much for being our guest tonight and sharing this with us. This is very, very helpful information. Your bright minds is a great acronym. I love
it. Yes, it is.
Do we have one more question? Yeah, we've got time for one more.
We have one more question. We're short. We used to go on for an hour, but for those of you that, we almost have an hour now, but we're trying to shorten it to about 40, 45 minutes because of drive times. We're told that's better to have a shorter podcast, but that's okay. Let's see. Here's it. One more question, please. Hello.
Hello, Donna, Pastor Robert, and Doctor. How are you all?
We are good.
This is a great call tonight.
Thank you.
It's always great. It's always great. I don't even, know which one's better than the next. My question to the doctor is there any point where it's too late? If someone reaches a certain decade in their life, is it too late if they've had these habits their whole lives? They were raised on certain foods and, medications, and this is wrong and that's wrong, and you take this for that. And can you change all that? And
well, my favorite story. Actually, at the clinic today, we saw someone who's 103, and it was awesome to see her scan and hear her story. But my favorite story is my dad's story. I was talking about my favorite memories. Even though it's still going on, it was such a blessing because he's a very powerful guy and a very stubborn guy. I think of him as the American dream. He had very poor immigrant parents, and he went to work at 12 and was just hugely successful, owns his own chain of grocery stores, was chairman of the board of $4 billion company. But he was not a really great dad, and he worked a lot. And when I told him I was going to be a psychiatrist in 1980, he asked me why I didn't want to be a real doctor. So that explains a bit about our relationship. And then, I decided to get healthy after looking at all these brains. And he goes, oh, great, you treat nuts, now you're going to be a health nut. And I was, nudging him to get healthy. And he's like, I don't get heart attacks. I give them. And then a couple of years ago, they had mold in their house, and he started coughing.
Oh.
And then he developed heart arrhythmia and then heart failure. And he stopped going to work, couldn't drive. And, people are thinking this is it for him.
He's just on this downward cycle.
It was awful. He wasn't going to work. And one day he was depressed, and he looked at me, and he said, I'm sick of being sick. What do you want me to do?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, everything. And so I designed the food program for him, the exercise. He started lifting 3 pounds. And 6 months
pounds,
later, he lost 40 pounds. And now he can do a six-minute plank. And
that's a long plank for anybody. I missed the 6 minutes before.
His vibrancy is stunning. And my promise to him is that he will be better at 90 than he was at 70 if you make the right decisions. So it's never too late if you have the facility to change the decisions that you make. And, one of my worries is people go to board and care facilities, and they get to pick their own food. And as a nutritionist, Donna, you know this, that what they'll pick is pasta, bread, and potatoes,
right,
and rice, and sugar, all things that will accelerate their early death.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, if you want to accelerate their death, then you should let them pick their food. If you don't want to accelerate their death, we need to really be thoughtful.
That's awesome. And I love that it's never too late. So thank you for that. Really appreciate that. We're gonna let you jump off now, Dr. Amen, and we just have one more announcement, and then we'll say goodbye. And we want to thank you so very much for taking the time and your very busy schedule. And we just want you to know how much we appreciate you. We admire your work, and we'll probably run into you soon.
I hope we'll run into you
here and there. And anyway, God is blessing you, and we will hopefully talk very soon. Thank you.
Hey, thank you. Yeah.
Well, give my love to your family, and
thank you
so much. You're a blessing. Thank you.
Okay, and everybody get his new book and his wife's cookbook, The Warrior's Way.
The Brain Warrior's Way.
Sorry,
yeah.
That's the Brain Warrior's Way.
Yeah.
I wasn't reading my notes. Okay, well, thank you, Dr. Amen. We want to just remind you that we do this every month, the 15th of every month at 6 p.m. Pacific. And if you have any suggestions for future guests, please send them to us. We'd love that. You can reach me at donna@schulerministries.org, or you can reach Robert@schulerministries.org.
You know, we haven't taken our offering yet, Don. So you know, the way we take our offering is we just encourage you to go to our website and make your donation there. And so your gifts are really important to us. It keeps us, it allows us to do what we do. And without it, we can't. And so we just want you to know that your gifts help us distribute the hope and the healing around the globe. So we have our tickets to heaven. We've been giving those out. Unfortunately, we're running out of time. Otherwise, I'd tell you a story about our tickets to heaven, because something happens with those things all the time. It's amazing the opportunities those give us. But we've given out over 1 million of those, and we're going to keep doing it. And so it's a really cool thing to do. And so if you need some of those, let us know. Again, you can go to robertschulerministries.org. And you'll find the donate button there, and you can click on the donate button, which is on the right side of the home page. Or you can use traditional mail, and you can send your donation or your check to Robert Schuler Ministries, 1836 Port Sheffield, Newport Beach, California, 92660. So we have local, regional, and international projects we support. And also, please either email or write to us with any prayer requests, because we pray on a regular basis for everybody, and we'd love to add you to our list and pray for you as well. So remember, your donations, of course, are tax deductible, and you can reach me at robert@robertschulerministries.org. So make sure you join us next month, March 15th at 6 p.m. Pacific time. Remember, if it's the 15th of the month, it is time for the call.
Right.
And it is always, without question, 6 p.m. Pacific time. So
both Robert and I want to thank you again for participating in tonight's call. I think there was a lot of great information there.
Tons.
If you have any questions about supplements or diet, you can email me with those questions, because I'm pretty well versed in what you should be taking and how to keep your brain healthy. I've set Roberts out most mornings.
Yeah,
I take them, and sometimes he remembers to take them. But we just love being with you. Thank you. And remember, we post this call on our podcast at robertschulerministries.podomatic.com. It'll be posted by tomorrow, or you can find it on iTunes.
So if you're dealing with inflammation issues, health issues, Donna can help. If you want to get rid of the toxins that are in your body from everything that helps, we can help. Just email Donna and let her know. So with that, we just want to say that until next time, God is blessing you.
Super. through all things.
Through all things
always.
And forever, always. Amen.
Amen.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.